Hello, welcome once again to Chinese Pod. We come from Shanghai, China. We bring lessons in spoken Mandarin. We have a newbie lesson today.
Yes, we do.
My name is Ken Carroll, and I am joined by... Say your name.
Please. I'm Jenny.
Jenny, hi. Oh. Okay, good.
You always give me a long-awaited...
I do. I like drawing out the introduction to make it sound more formal and more important because you are... essentially, a VIP around here.
Like you yourself are. We make ourselves
into VIPs.
Our own VIPs.
Fair enough. And why not?
But nobody you else are does. All of our VIPs.
Oh, great. This is why it's so fun to work around here. We're all so kind to each other. Now, would you be so kind as to tell us about this lesson, please?
We are taking you to the restaurant.
The restaurant. Yes.
And of course, you have to see a menu. Have to ask for a menu.
Okay, good. So the context is asking for a menu.
Yes, indeed.
In a restaurant. Now, hopefully the menu has some English in it.
Or some photos in
some
it.
Some photos. Mm. That always works. You know what I find sometimes in menus in Chinese restaurants is, first of all, you open the menu, it's got 1,500 dishes in it. And it's like, oh my God, it's going to take me, you know, a whole day to read through this thing. And if that wasn't bad enough, some of the dishes are complete poetry. I mean,
The
name doesn't
like
tell you anything.
Like you said, it's a poem.
It's a poem. And you don't know what the food is.
Not descriptive at all.
It could be about flowers and birds and flying in the sky.
Snow. Rain, mountain.
But what is it? And, you know, sometimes. Well, that is a lot of the fun, though.
Yes. When you're here for a while, you get a feel for it.
Absolutely. There is something absolutely unique about Chinese restaurants. Honestly, they're just, the whole philosophy, the entire experience is utterly different than, you know, the Western concept. And that's the fun.
It's very communal.
Absolutely. I think communal is the big thing. Yeah. Whereas in Western restaurant, they like privacy. You sit in your own table. It's kind of dark and it's a good place to talk, you know, romantic and stuff like that. Chinese restaurants is about noise and food and, you know, and just having fun and just asking people. It's a great place to learn Chinese, of course. You know?
Yes.
And Chinese people love talking about food, too, because they all know about it. So it's a great place to, for example, go through a menu and look at the words and experiment.
But let's begin with the basics, asking for a menu.
Indeed. So this is how you ask for a menu. Okay, now what we'll do is we'll listen to this dialogue three times and then we'll come back and break it down.
Dialogue first time.
请问有菜单吗?
有的,请稍等。
好的
Second time
请问有菜单吗?
有的请稍等
好的
Third time
请问有菜单吗?
有的请稍等
好的
Okay.
Very simple, no fuss.
Yes, and useful. All right, now if you would be so kind as to read it, I would be so kind as to translate it.
I am that kind.
Good.
请问有菜单吗?
Excuse me, do you have a menu?
请问有菜单吗?
Excuse me, do you have a menu?
请问有菜单吗? 有的请稍等
Yes, please wait a second
有的请稍等
Yes, please wait a moment
有的请稍等 好的
Okay
好的
Fine
好的
Great, so there you are, sitting in the restaurant. You'd like to see the menu.
Yes.
And you ask the question. Now, when you want to ask a question in Chinese, in a slightly more formal sense, or with people,
people
you don't
strangers,
know.
Strangers, yes.
Yeah, indeed, with people you don't know. Sort of preview your question by saying,
请问, 请问。
请问。
Yes.
Now, 请问、means, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Right? 请 meaning
please.
Please. And 问
means ask.
Ask. Now, 问 not to be confused with the verb to kiss,、which is
问。
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 Now, so remember, it's 请问 not 请问。Because 请问 would
getting
mean...
yourself into a lot of trouble.
What would that essentially mean? It would...Please give us a kiss.
Yes, and a French kiss.
Oh.
Even juicy.
Well, that's not something you want to be shouting around the restaurant, 请问. Please give us a French kiss over here. So, anyway, so remember, 问 is the fourth tone. It's pretty strong. So, again, let's hear that.
请问.
I have to be honest. I mean, I made this mistake in public at one time, many moons ago. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know.Anyway, and I didn't get kissed. So anyway, so 请问 means, can I ask a question?、Now, in this case, the question is,
有菜单吗?有菜单吗?
Now,、the verb for menu is,
菜单,菜单。
菜单,great. Fourth tone and first tone.
Correct.
菜单,菜 meaning food, and 单 meaning kind of like a list. Food list. 菜单。Now, the verb to have is?
有。
有。
有。Third tone.
Great. Third tone. 有菜单。And so the question at the end is?
吗?
吗。So, 请问有菜单吗 means?
Excuse me, do you have a menu?
Correct.Very good.
And in a Chinese restaurant, quite often you do have to ask because the size of the restaurant is normally quite challenging, daunting.
Indeed.
And it's not uncommon that waiters don't really see.
That's right.
A new coming.
That's right.
Coming guest.
You could be sitting there for a while.
Yes.
And it's noisy. So you have to sort of, you know, call for it.
Yeah.
So that's how you say it. So let's hear that one more time.
请问有菜单吗?
Great. Now, you're likely to get this response.
有的,请稍等。
Great. Now, the verb was, when you ask the question, you use the verb 有,
有、
meaning to have. And so the question was, do you have a menu? Now, in Chinese, it's very common that you answer with the same verb、as the one in the question. So you also answer with the verb 有. And the short and sweet answer was
有的,有的,
有的。Now, basically it means we have...Okay, that is a particle. It's not meaningful in that sense. It just indicates, yes, we have. The verb 有 meaning to have. Now, he's going to also ask you to please wait for a second. And so he says,
请稍等。请稍等。
请, again, meaning please.
please.
And 稍等, meaning wait a second.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about those two pieces, 稍and 等。
稍等, the first part, 稍 means a little bit.
A little bit, good.
And 等 means to wait.
The verb to wait. Great. So please wait a second. Please wait a moment. There's again.
请稍等。
请稍等。Great.
Correct.
Now you'll hear that again, very, very high frequency, and it's a very useful phrase. Now in response, of course, you want to be polite, and so you say.
好的。好的。
好的。Now, 好 means good.
Yep.
And 好的 means essentially, I agree, that's fine, no problem. 好的。Okay, that's your first restaurant dialogue right there.
Yes, indeed.
Let's listen to it three more times.
Dialogue first time.
请问有菜单吗?
有的。请稍等。
好的。
Second time。
请问有菜单吗？
有的。请稍等。
好的。
Third time。
请问有菜单吗？
有的。请稍等。
好的。
Okay, great stuff. Let's run through some of the vocab, if you don't mind. Now, you want to ask a question, you say,
请问,请问,请问,
and that's fourth tone on the word. Now, the menu.
菜单,菜单,菜单, yes.
Great. The word for please.
请,请,
and the verb to wait a second.
稍等, 稍等.
Great. And when you're in agreement, you can say
好的,好的,好的.
Great. Well, hope that was useful.
Useful in the middle of a noisy, bustling Chinese
indeed,
restaurant.
Indeed. Great place to be if you want to learn and eat. And maybe have a drink there, too. I mean, that's where Chinese people, they don't drink in pubs. You know,
yes.
You don't have beer in pubs or anything like that. But you certainly have it at a meal. And that can get really funny.
Yes.
That can get
hard
real.
Hard liquor. Bring up hard liquor.
That's when the real fun starts. But anyway, great place to practice your Chinese.
And drunk with your, get drunk with your Chinese friends.
Indeed. Mm. Great. Okay. So in the meantime, don't forget to go to ChinesePod.com. You can drill down.
Yeah.
And explore.
Loads and loads of things you can do.
Endless things to be done there to explore this language. Also, visually, I think the visual aspect is important to learning. And learning anything.
And the text.
Indeed.
Grammar.
So you can search and do all the stuff you need to do. We will be back again tomorrow.
Yes.
But in the meantime, it is time for us to say
再见.
Mandarin, your terms, ChinesePod, ChinesePod.com.